It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. It's that time of year again when we start looking back on the year that happened and setting goals for the new year to come. So instead of sabotaging yourself before you even make a New Year's resolution, we decided to ask an expert for tips, at least when it comes to how we eat and how we feel about our bodies. Mary Purdy, registered dietitian, is with us once again. It's great to see you.
Great to be here.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Obviously, maybe not, but obviously patients come to your office and they say, Mary, I want to change my life.
Yes, they do.
And what is the first thing that they want to know?
Well, I think people want to know what they should be eating and what they shouldn't be eating. And I think a lot of the times when people start to create goals or they come and see a nutritionist, they think, ugh, I'm going to lose my coffee, my chocolate, my scones. And they start thinking about all the things that they shouldn't be doing, shouldn't be eating. And so when it comes to New Year's resolutions, I love to encourage people to add things in instead of taking things out. It's a great way to start people on changes.
So what might I want to be adding in specifically or maybe generically?
Well, I like to encourage every time you go to the grocery store, add something new. Try something out that you've never tried before. Maybe it's a new bean. Maybe it's a new grain. Maybe it's a new vegetable that you've been sort of eyeing but been a little bit spooked out by. Look it up online. See if you can get a new recipe. Try new things. I think that'd be a great first resolution or intention, if you want to call it that.
So you might start the new year, January 1st, feeling fresh. I've just spent a month eating sugar cookies,
yes.
And I'm giving them up. What is the biggest sabotage trigger for us?
I think actually doing just that, giving up something completely. Because we wind up feeling completely deprived, and then we get angry, right? And when we get angry, we start going for the things that give us comfort, which end up being the sugary things, the alcohol, the caffeine, whatever it is. So I like to say, why don't you just try to add in more natural sweets, right? Maybe add in one more glass of water each day. How about adding in a nutritive tea or herbal drink? Something where people are actually getting replenished and nourished.
Does it work?
Oh, absolutely. Because you know what happens? And this is my little secret, although I tell everybody this. Essentially, when you start adding foods in and you start adding foods in that actually give benefit to your body, your brain chemistry changes and you start going, oh my gosh, this feels great when I have it. So you automatically start craving those things that make you feel good and you stop craving the stuff that you know ultimately does not do any benefit for your body.
Mary, you make it sound so easy. All right, so everybody, New Year's resolution, add in something new.
Yep, try it out. I guarantee something will stick.
Mary Purdy, registered dietitian and frequent guest on The Record. Always great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks.